Chapter 4 Srila Haridas Thakur illuminates Nam Tattva. Walking from Benapol, Srila Haridas Thakur arrived at Chandpur, a village situated near the confluence of the three holy rivers at Saptagram in the district of Hooghly. Two brothers, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, were the landlords of that village. Their priest was Balaram Acharya, who was the object of Srila Haridas Thakur's mercy. The priest looked after Srila Haridas Thakur with great care and attention during his stay in Chandpur. Srila Haridas Thakur stayed in a thatched cottage in a solitary place, incessantly chanting the holy name, and would go to Balaram Acharya's home to accept alms, means take prasad. Govardhan Majumdar's only son was Raghunath. When Srila Haridas Thakur stayed in Chandpur, Raghunath was a young boy engaged in his studies. Raghunath later became a very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became famous by the name of Raghunath Das Goswami. Young Raghunath came to see Srila Haridas Thakur from time to time, and Srila Haridas Thakur was very merciful toward that young boy. This very mercy was the reason that Raghunath later on attained the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Regular assemblies of learned scholars in which Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures were discussed were held at the residence of Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. One day, Balaram Acharya requested Srila Haridas Thakur to grace one such assembly, and Srila Haridas Thakur agreed. Upon seeing Balaram Acharya and Srila Haridas Thakur enter the assembly, the two brothers immediately arose. They fell down at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur and with great respect offered him a place to sit. The assembly was full of learned scholars, Brahmins and saintly persons, and Hiranya and Govardhan were themselves quite learned. Most of the assembly knew the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, and the two brothers were elated when, with much enthusiasm, everyone began to glorify his saintly qualities. Almost the entire assembly knew that Srila Haridas Thakur was chanting 300,000, means 3 lakhs holy names of the Lord every day. Therefore, the scholars took the opportunity to discuss the glories of Nam. Some scholars said that the holy name Harinam can destroy all reactions to whatever sinful activities one may have committed, while others said that by the power of holy name, one attains liberation from material bondage. In reality, all of them mistook the semblance of the pure name Nam Abhas for the pure name Shuddhanam. The results of chanting pure Nam. After hearing both sides, Srila Haridas Thakur said, both of these benedictions, liberation and the destruction of sinful reactions, are not the true results of chanting Harinam. The fruit of Harinam is that one's dormant love for the lotus feet of Sri Krishna is awakened. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.40. Evam vrataha svapriya nama kirtaya jat anurago dhrut chittu che hasati atho rodati rauti gayati unmad van nirtyanti lokabhajye. Saintly people who have firmly devoted themselves to serving Bhagwan with deep love constantly engage in the kirtan of the names of the Supreme Lord, most loved by them. When deep attachment, anurag, arises in them, their hearts thoroughly melt and they become mad in love of God. They laugh and cry loudly. Agitated by love, they sing about their Lord in sweet voices. And just like mad people, they dance and sing without a trace of shyness, unaffected by the opinions of ordinary people. Pure Nam and the semblance of Nam. Haridas Thakur continued, it is also clear from scriptural evidence that liberation and the nullification of sinful reactions are but secondary results of chanting Harinam, not the principal results. anything that is automatically attained in the initial stages without any endeavor is known to be secondary. To clarify, Srila Haridas Thakur recited the following words from Padyavali 16. Amaha samaharad akhilam sakrad udayad eva sakala lokasya tirne eva timir jaladhim jayati jagan mangalam harir nam. After reciting this verse, Srila Haridas Thakur asked the scholars present in the assembly to explain it. But everyone insisted that Srila Haridas Thakur himself explain the meaning of the verse. At their insistence, Srila Haridas Thakur said, with the appearance of the rising sun, that is, even before the sun has actually risen, the darkness of this world begins to dissipate, and the fear of ghosts, evil spirits, thieves, and the like is also eradicated. And when the sun rises, all religious activities, means dharma, and regulative duties, means karma, begin. Similarly, the initial dawning of the pure holy name, Nam Abhas, nullifies all the reaction of sinful activities. But the actual appearance of pure Nam, means Shuddha Nam, awakens divine love, prema for Sri Krishna's lotus feet. All glories to the all auspicious holy name, which, like the rising sun, bestows its prime fruit of Krishna prema, along with its secondary fruit of burning away all the sins of a living entity. Simply a semblance of Nam burns away the reactions of sinful activities. This is established in the story of Ajamil in Srimad Bhagavatam. Liberation means mukti is but an insignificant result of Harinam and is obtained by chanting a mere semblance of Nam. The pure devotees of the Lord never accept liberation even if it is offered to them by the Supreme Lord Himself. Gopal Chakravarti dishonors Srila Haridas Thakur. In the assembly there was a scholar named Gopal Chakravarti, a handsome young man who worked for Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. Gopal had studied many scriptures on his own without any authorized guidance and could not tolerate the words of Srila Haridas Thakur. Angrily, he proceeded to say that Srila Haridas Thakur has exaggerated the glories of Nam, while pointing at him, said disdainfully, "O learned man, just hear this sentimental devotee's idea of scriptural conclusion. Liberation is not easily attained, even after cultivating absolute knowledge for millions and millions of births. Yet this sentimental devotee, who himself has no intellect and is easily influenced by the words of others, is saying that one can easily achieve such liberation merely by the semblance of Nam." Srila Haridas Thakur then said to Gopal Chakravarti, "Why do you doubt my statements? These statements are not mine, but rather those of the scriptures. If you want to ask why devotees refuse to accept liberation, although it is granted by the mere semblance of Nam, or why, to attain bhakti, they endure much suffering in the performance of sadhan bhajan, then please listen to my answer. The happiness of liberation is absolutely insignificant and trivial even compared to the transcendental happiness found in bhakti. That is why a devotee completely rejects liberation, even if it is offered by the Supreme Lord Himself. It is impossible to compare mukti with bhakti. Tvat sakshat karana halada vishudabdi sthitasyame sukhani ghosh padayanti brahmani api jagadguru hari bhakti sudhodde 14.76. In his prayers to Lord Narsingadev, Shri Palan Maharaj said, "O Bhagwan, Guru of the universe, having attained direct darshan of you, I am drowning in an ocean of transcendental ecstasy. When compared to this ocean of ecstasy, all other kinds of happiness, including even the happiness of liberation, seem to be like the water in a hoof print of a calf." In other words, just as the amount of water contained within a calf's hoof print is incomparable to that of the vast ocean. There is also no comparison between the happiness derived from bhakti and any other kind of happiness. Hearing Srila Haridas Thakur's words, the proud Brahmin spoke angrily, "If Namabhas does not grant liberation as per your words, be certain that I will cut off your nose." Srila Haridas Thakur replied with firm faith, "Be sure that if Namabhas does not grant liberation, I will cut off my own nose." Fearing the inauspiciousness that might befall them due to Gopal Chakravarti's dishonoring of the holy name's glories and his disrespect of Amar Bhagwat, Srila Haridas Thakur, everyone present in the assembly cried, "Alas, alas!" Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar cried, "Fie upon that agnostic Brahmin!" Balram Acharya also angrily admonished him, "O foolish logician, you are showing off your scholarship just by collecting information from here and there. What do you know about the glories of bhakti? You have dared to insult a great soul such as Srila Haridas Thakur. Consider it certain that you will be utterly ruined for this offense, and it will be impossible for you to obtain auspiciousness." With this, Majumdar kicked the proud Brahmin out of his house that very moment. Becoming somewhat saddened by the incident, Srila Haridas Thakur got up to leave. Seeing this, Hiranya, Govardhan, and all other scholars present in the assembly fell down at his lotus feet. Smilingly, Srila Haridas Thakur consoled them with sweet words, "None of you are responsible for what transpired. In reality, that Brahmin is ignorant, even he is not at fault. His heart is fixed on dry speculation and logic. But the holy names of Bhagwan are transcendental to any logic. Since it is impossible to appreciate the glories of Nam through dry speculation and logic, how can he possibly understand their greatness? Please return to your respective homes with complete peace of mind. May Sri Krishna shower his blessings on you all. Please do not feel even the slightest bit of grief for my sake." In this way, Srila Haridas Thakur, who never sees faults in others, left the home of Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. From that time on, Hiranya and Govardhan forbade Gopal Chakravarti from entering their home. Within just 3 days of this incident, that Brahmin contracted leprosy. Soon after, his high and beautiful nose melted off because of the disease. His fingers and toes, which used to be as beautiful as the buds of champak flowers, also withered and melted away. People were left amazed by this incident, and they glorified Srila Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. Although the most merciful, Srila Haridas Thakur took no offense at the behavior of that Brahmin. Bhagwan could not tolerate it and made him suffer the consequences. It is the nature of pure devotees to forgive the offenses of ignorant people and to only wish for their welfare. Bhagwan's nature, however, is that he cannot tolerate even the slightest offense or criticism of his pure devotees. Upon hearing of Gopal Chakravarti's sad plight, Srila Haridas Thakur felt extremely sorry for the Brahmin. After informing Balram Acharya what was transpiring in his heart, he left for Shantipur.